Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Lynn Helms, Director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources.
I follow you. I think you know the way. If we were pigs, then we'd be getting
But is natural gas going to help kind of bridge the gap, whether it be through coal or this Davis refinery, for that next big stage in the Bakken?
I think that's an accurate description. Natural gas really is the transition fuel, if you would have it. And we've been doing some work looking at places where natural gas could be utilized. One of them, of course, being to fuel the Meridian refinery and new refineries. Another one is that natural gas and peaking plants is the ideal way to back up wind. And North Dakota continues to add wind power. It's not a well-known fact, but if you put up a wind tower, you have to have 300 MCF a day of natural gas behind that wind tower in order to go to a peaking plant in order to back that up for when the wind is not blowing during those times of peak demand. Some of the coal plants are working on the ability to ramp electricity production up and down, but the simple way, and right now the cheapest way to do it, is natural gas-fired generation. There's also a pretty significant area of North Dakota between the Missouri River and I-29 that currently doesn't have natural gas for home heating or for industrial fuel. And there are some folks looking at building out some infrastructure to bring natural gas into that part of the state. So lots of opportunity, I think, to add natural gas demand and take up this increased production.
Talking about some of the infrastructure coming into the Bakken, I'm going to ask you about specific towns and then also just kind of an overall pipelines and that sort of thing. But as far as, you know, some major plants or some major facilities, in anything, you know, off the top of your head or anything that you might know of coming down the pipe in terms of major facilities, whether it's the Davis refinery in Belfield or, you know, something in Tioga. I think Hess recently added on, and of course North Dakota LNG a couple years ago. Badlands, and I don't know if they've decided on moving ahead on the things that they talked about or what, but just kind of an overview of some of the big major projects the Bakken is looking at or going to be looking at.
Well, I think probably the biggest one is ultimately there's going to be the need for another large gas plant somewhere in McKenzie County. And I know that Dimmick's Lake is still on the drawing board. It will depend on whether or not they can build the gathering system to gather natural gas to it. But that's a large project of $100 million a day and is more than likely going to get built. You have a lot of shorter transmission lines that are being built to feed the Dakota Access Pipeline, and still in anticipation that that pipeline is going to get approved and go into service. The uncertainty there is the date, and then when you look at some other infrastructure projects, there are still some individuals looking at ethane to plastics and or ethane export. That's going to be a major infrastructure project. So between natural gas peaking plants, a natural gas distribution system for East Central North Dakota, another large natural gas processing plant, natural gas gathering pipelines, there's going to be a lot happening in that area.
How about some of these oil and gas producing towns? Anything infrastructure-wise, or you know, anything like that that's coming out of it? I'm thinking of that core area, specifically whether it be Watford City with all the construction they've had. Is there anything that might be a hybrid of oil and gas, or specifically oil and gas that you see as a reaction to kind of what's going on in the core area with some of these towns?
Well, one of the things, obviously, that's a big project is the Williston Airport. Williston has purchased the land and is working through approvals with the FAA to move their airport out to the northwest. That's going to open up roughly 800 acres right in central Williston, North Dakota, for development, commercial and residential development. And that will be an enormous project. At the same time, you know, they're trying to diversify their economy and make sure that they have more going on there than oil and ag, and that would be certainly a good move. In terms of Watford City, Newtown, Stanley, Kildare, it seems to be more of the same. I think that they've positioned themselves for school facilities and recreation facilities, and now they're focusing on retail and residential.
To listen to the full-length interview with Lynn Helms, director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Car, you only put enough in to go so far. Well, come on, baby, I'll fill me.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckscamp. To find out more about Tom Peckscamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Peckscamp. If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. Take a moment and talk about Meridian Energy Group and the Davis Refinery. Davis Refinery, the first greenfield refinery coming to the United States in over 50 years, and it's coming to Belfield, North Dakota, right here in the Bakken oil field. Talk about addressing the need for local. Well, that's what the Davis Refinery is going to do. I mean, the Bakken right now produces more than 1 million barrels a day, and there is currently minimal refining capacity in the region, and the Davis Refinery will be addressing that need. Plus, the Davis Refinery will utilize North Dakota's energy resources and enable Meridian Energy Group and the region to realize huge long-term cost savings by eliminating the need to transport that crude oil to the Gulf for refining. But more importantly, the Davis Refinery is going to provide jobs, hiring locals first, as well as those who have served our military. After construction, the Davis Refinery is going to employ 200 permanent jobs in Belfield, North Dakota. Studies show that those 200 permanent jobs will have a social impact and a ripple for 2,500 jobs. That's the Davis Refinery and the Meridian Energy Group, powering a working North Dakota. For more information, check out davisrefinery.com or meridianenergygroupinc.com. That's davisrefinery.com and meridianenergygroupinc.com.
So you're my pineapple, baby, let me be your mango man. You're my pineapple, baby, let me be your mango man. Oh, come on, I want to lay you on the black or white.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we hear from U.S. Senator John Hoeven.
Just had a good meeting with Governor Perry, who is the nominee for Energy Secretary. He's somebody I've worked with and known for many years. We served for a decade together as governors, so we're good friends. We have a very good relationship. I think he really understands energy issues, and he's already committed to come out to North Dakota and see what we're doing, not only at the University of North Dakota Energy and Environmental Research Center, but also obviously across the state all the things we're doing both in traditional energy and in renewable energy. So I look forward to working with him. I think he would be good for the country in terms of developing all of our energy resources and certainly good for North Dakota as well.
To listen to the full-length interview or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
So now the sharks in the water, babe, they think you're pretty sweet.
The American petroleum industry and the surrounding businesses will be hosting the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. The event will be held Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota. 18 teams will compete for the ultimate trophy and bragging rights. The event starts at 6:30 p.m. with the public taste testing. There's door prizes and a live band. Cost is $10 per person. All proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. Come taste the dark secrets of the bayou at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota with the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. For more information, call Les Borsheim at 701-290-7061. That's 701-290-7061. That's the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off happening Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota.
Well, you're my surfboard, baby. Let me be your boogeyman.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.